Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the peaceful, restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. Welcome to the broadcast. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. Pete Sepp, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, coming up second hour. Brian Rust will be with me here in a few minutes. The Honest Money Report continues every week on your favorite hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use talk station, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. Speaking of LovingLiberty.net, Liberty Hall in Far West Utah had an incredible event Monday. I had the chance to speak. We celebrated the 25th year anniversary of Liberty Roundtable Live. We had several wonderful Loving Liberty ladies speakers as well. It was just a tremendous time had by all. Dr. Scott Bradley was with me. He spoke as well and broke down the basics of checks and balances and the proper role of limited government. What a tremendous job. I spoke on being at the right place at the right time, the power of miracles, and a clarion call for civility. That's how we roll, ladies and gentlemen. But there's a couple of events coming up at Liberty Hall that I want to make sure you're aware of. Liberty Hall events, ladies and gentlemen, if you can make it, please do. We are excited to announce two more big events coming up at Liberty Hall before the end of the year. You won't want to miss these. Mark your calendars, ladies and gentlemen. The first one is October 1st. The second one is Friday, November 5th. So you got Friday, October 1st. And then you got Friday, November 5th. On the 1st of October, Alex Newman. He's the senior editor of the New American Magazine. He's also author of the incredible new book, Deep State, The Invisible Government Behind the Scenes. He's also co-author of another book, Crimes of the Educators. His presentation on Friday, October 1st at Liberty Hall in Far West, Utah, will be about We Can Save Our Children. It'll be informative, helpful to parents, grandparents, and then she says, like Kathy, like herself, we wonder how we can save our children for the Republic and save the Republic for our children. Alex is traveling all the way from the East Coast for this event, so please get tickets, lovingliberty.net, and give Alex Newman a warm welcome. Anyway, purchase Alex Newman tickets, lovingliberty.net. Now, I'm going to interview Alex in preparation for that as well to try to help promote it. And anyway, Alex is a dear friend, a great journalist, an incredible writer, and I'm just telling you, a gifted speaker. All right, we also want you to join on Friday, November the 5th. At 6 p.m., this will be a special dinner event sponsored by Loving Liberty Ladies at Liberty Hall, featuring author Pam Openshaw, singer Karen Lynn Grant Turley, not to mention artist Kendra Burton. It'll be an evening you won't want to miss, ladies and gentlemen. Details coming soon. Anyway, with much gratitude for your goodness, Kathy Smith. Anyway, president of LovingLiberty.net, Loving Liberty Networks, doing a great job. Anyway, we sure appreciate her. I wanted to give a big old shout out. We'll mention those events as they get closer. October 1st, November 5th, both of them Friday evenings. Take your spouse, take your family, take your friends. I'm just telling you, tremendous event. November 5th will be a dinner. And October 1st will be Alex Newman just breaking it down like nobody's business, as Alex always does. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast is in order as well. Military admits vaccine shots are causing injuries. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, with that headline. Evil at the highest level. HHS whistleblower says, you know what? There's a cover-up with vaccine injuries and deaths. Yeah. WND.com with that piece. Apple is working on iPhone technology capable of detecting and diagnosing depression. Wow. iPhones of the future may keep tabs on your, quote, mental health. Apple has teamed up with Biogen and UCLA to study depression, anxiety, cognitive decline. The two projects even have their own code names at this point. Apple's partnership with UCLA is dubbed Sea Breeze, while the Biogen research is called Pi. Anyway, very scary stuff. Will your phone be turned into a monitor your mood, your health, your stability? All according to their database, their agenda, their reference points. Do you trust them? Wow, I sure don't. Coming soon, ladies and gentlemen, climate lockdowns. Technocrats are preparing mandatory personal carbon allowances. Paul Joseph Watson with that piece. Talking about the pandemic and global warming memes are merging because they're both orchestrated by the exact same alarmist crowd. They're sustainable development ideologues, ladies and gentlemen. The UN Sustainable Development Goals are the same. They want to push for a global reset. Yeah, everyone would be issued with a carbon allowance card. All adults would receive the same amount of carbons that reduces over time in line with, quote, they say national goals, but I think it'll be global targets and goals. Nevertheless, the interesting thing about all this is every adult will have the same, but rich people can buy more from somebody else who can't afford them. So the rich are just going to get a pass on this with their cash. You and I are going to suffer. And if we're in real financial trouble, maybe we'll be forced to sell our carbon credits to the rich and just be homeless. Wow. Anyway, we talked about Republican Texas rep. Guy's name is Brian Babin. And 44 other House Republicans are demanding that the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA is what they call it. Sounds gnarly to me. Anyway, it's NARA. They want them to remove the harmful content warnings from online copies of the founding era documents like the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution itself. What a shame. NARA has literally put warning labels saying racist, xenophobes, homophobes, da-da-da-da-da about the founding fathers and the documents, warning signs on our supreme law of the land. Can you imagine that going on by an unconstitutional agency called NARA? I appreciate these Congress critters standing up, but unless the people get behind them, it'll go nowhere. All right, we talked about a video sharing platform. TikTok promotes sexual content to underage youth via its suggestion algorithm. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Wow, that was Hour One of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour Two, we talked about new COVID variant in the United States. It's called R1. It has infected vaccinated people. And they say it ripped through a Kentucky nursing home. And the bottom line is this one doesn't care about the vaccine. It's smart enough to not even care. R.1, very, very serious. You're not hearing much about it, but it's a coming. Senator Rand Paul says Fauci, quote, myself, meaning Fauci, I would make it just vaccinate or not. Fauci is pushing for a vaccination for all under every circumstance. Senator Rand Paul, breaks out the warning on that one. Fauci's a whack job. I'm telling you, crazy. We talked about Facebook is exempting certain populations and popular accounts from its platform rules. Wall Street Journal did the analysis and the investigating on this. According to company documents, it's called X-Check, this company review thing. If you're the average Joe, you just get shut down by automated algorithms. Otherwise, you go to X-Check, which could protect you. Most of Facebook's employees are authorized to add people to the X-Check system, and there's not even a record of who authorized the special privilege X-Check and or why. So it's a disaster on steroids. It's been used to manipulate elections. Remember, incumbent candidates get X check and the rest get shut down, see? Facebook magnate Mark Zuckerberg and his wife also gave a nonprofit $400 million to pay election workers, to train poll workers, to rent election locations on November 3rd in various states. $400 million. And then the X check system, and you see that Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook literally has committed vote fraud. You don't need to go down the road of voting machines or anything else to prove this. You just say, hey, if X check protects certain candidates and the algorithms, automated AI algorithms, shut down opponents, that alone is election manipulation, to say the least. And then when you put $400 million in to funding your own people to go ahead and do all these things relating to elections, train poll workers, rent polling locations, etc. I'm just telling you right now, smacks of vote fraud to me. But no one's even looking at this. They're just saying vote fraud's bogus. And wow, every attorney that's digging into the Dominion machines, not true, not true, not true. Well, it is true, ladies and gentlemen. We've been schnookered, and they've managed to get away with it. What a sad tale. The deep swamp. The Gideon and robbers tell, huh? Joe Biden declared in July that Facebook and its information was killing people. Of course, he walked back those statements. How come the rest of us don't get to walk back any statements like Joe does, huh? Facebook announced a grant program to fund fact-checking groups combating the spread of what they call climate information. Do you trust them? Wow. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Hello, TPC family. It's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com. AmericaFirst.com.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm a prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertified, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
All right, a research group, ladies and gentlemen, what they call cyber security researchers, found that thousands of fake China accounts use dozens of social media platforms to mobilize protests in Asian Americans. And so now you got Facebook literally creating an X-check system to reward their favorites, literally committing voting fraud with their system, blocking the rest of us. Now we find out more and more and more just fake accounts everywhere. And the question is, were these fake accounts allowed to continue? Were they special X-check accounts? Or were they shut down? Or were they just somehow in the middle doing their dirty work? Huh? Just wondering. Facebook and TikTok and Twitter literally peddling the most porn, the most perversion, and the most insurrectionist content in the world while they then shut down the rest of us for, quote, fake news? Wow. All right, Nicki Minaj slams America's fixation on cancel culture following vaccine controversy, compares country to communist China. Now, Randy Jackson threw his support behind Nicki Minaj following her post about how people should pray about the COVID-19 vaccines, not get bullied. Now, I'm not really a fan of Nicki Minaj because she's a rapper. She has some very pornographic music. She uses the word, the N-word, kind of a twist on the N-word, though, because, you know, you can say it two different ways depending on who you are, I guess, right? Anyway, all I'm telling you is that, so I'm not really a fan of hers, but in this case, I am a fan. She basically said, look, I'm not taking the vaccines. I've heard of people getting harmed by it. I'm not doing it. Now, don't be bullied into do this. Say a prayer. Based on your prayers, decide if you should take it or not. And she's being absolutely slaughtered for this. I got it. This is, again, and we're going to introduce Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com. This is an example, Brian, where I, you know what? I don't pick sides. I'm not just going to down Nicki for the things that she does wrong. I've already articulated what I think she's doing wrong and what I think should be done to correct it. But I bring this up because when people are right, I give them credit because it's based on principle. When she says pray and then decide if you should take the vaccines or not, don't get bullied. She's 1,000% right, Brian.
You're right on, Sam. That's very interesting. You know, imagine that. Say a prayer. Wow. That's got to be... They probably didn't see that coming from her, but I think that's awesome.
That. I heard that, and that's interesting. And all I'm telling you is they're beating her up, though, for it, too. Why don't they go, you know what? Nicki's right for a change. But why can't they just admit the truth? It isn't about people. It's about principle. It's about education. It's about, you know what? Embrace that which is good and right. Make popular that which is honorable. Reject and make unpopular that which is evil. Can't we just do that every time? Why do we have to pick people on sides and just double down in hatred all the time? Can't we just stand up and say, you know what? That's wrong. I don't like that, and here's why. That's wonderful. That's right. I love it. I'm backing it. Can't we just do that?
Boy, I wish. I wish we could do that. I mean, that'd be wonderful if we could get back there. I mean, it's just not their agenda, and as they get caught, they move to another thing. And if they get caught, they do this. They speak out of both sides of their face, then they get caught, and then they move to something else. Instead of really kind of, you know, the good, they just don't want to have any good. You know, it's almost, you know, here's Satan's plan, and we're driving it. And so, you know, we don't care what you think. We don't believe in your God. We don't, you know, it's we're just going to, you know, control you and tell you what you need to do. And da-da-da-da, we just keep moving down that path. And you know, I think one of the things, I was talking to somebody yesterday, the day before at the shop and so on, and we just kind of thought, man, you know, when we saw truth out in front of us where we could make a educated educated saying based on the news that we see, real news, you know, then things can change and so on. But we can't even get, you know, because a lot of people turn on the tube, unfortunately, you're trying to find it on the internet, whatever. But if we could get the truth, like you're trying to preach and you're trying to bring forth, boy, if we could get that out there, the whole world, it would change. There would be some big change, but we don't. We don't get any of the truth. We see what they want us to, you know, drive us down this path. Other than a few of you that are really trying to push, you know, the good, and you know, we just don't see it. And when we do see it, yeah, I think big changes can be done.
Yeah, people would be running around committing random acts of kindness, and they'd just melt right on down. People would wake up in the morning and be all cheerful, and then everybody would be like, oh, my gosh, what are you so cheerful about? And it'd just be horrible, wouldn't it, Brian?
That's exactly
right. Like, what on earth is going on? We should be grateful when others succeed, ladies and gentlemen. We should be appreciative when others use their talent to promote good and right and morality. And you know what? When Nicki says to pray, amen. We should pray not only about the vaccines, but about all kinds of things. And so anyway, it just kind of baffles me and shocks me to no end about how they just attack. Now she starts talking about sex stuff and black people and using words that nobody else is allowed to say and men and exploiting women. That, you know, they're all ready to clap and joy. You know, it really reminds me of what Kanye West talked about is, hey, man, that music industry is just full of satanic influence. And so if they do, if she does that, they're just going to applaud her. I mean, she probably deserves, you know, an award,
right.
some kind of a whatever at the Grammys or a this or that. Or, and if she's like, hey, you know, I think you should really pray, then they're like, no, what is wrong with you? And I'm just thinking the opposite. So anyway, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Back to our Honest Money Report with Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. Where's gold sitting, sir?
Gold's the paper price today is $1,767.10.
$1,767.10. And where's that compared to before?
It's up about from last week. We're probably up $10.
All right. Well, we'll take what we can get, right?
That's right.
All right. Silver?
Silver is $2,277.
And has that changed much?
That's down probably about 30, 40 cents.
All right. That tells me it's time to buy silver, sir.
Yeah. The thing is, though, I mean, I agree. Every day is a good day to buy some silver just to, you know, preparation, like I always say, you know, peace is preparing. And it's down. Yeah, that manipulation, it's just here's the thing. I mean, we look at, okay, why is this dropping, or why is this? Well, as we talked about before, it's that manipulation that controls this market. And you know, the dollar sure showing some strength. We've got some strength going in the dollar. I mean, the economy's looking great, everything's just beautiful. And I don't know. I think their heads are in the sand, but that's what they tell us.
Yeah, they got a bridge going to nowhere there. So, Brian, I want to talk about a principle that I think people really need to understand. And that is average cost of things. You know, a lot of people are going, oh, I'm not buying silver. You know, when I was a kid, I bought mine for $4 an ounce or $12 an ounce or whatever it is. And now it's 22. And, man, that's kind of high, you know, and... But I want to do this average costing, because if I buy 5 ounces at $5, 5 ounces at $10, 5 ounces at $15, 5 ounces at $20, 5 ounces at whatever it is I can get it now for, $27 or $30 or whatever it be, I look at that and all I got to do is total my ounces and keep track of what I bought it for. And if I keep track of the ounces and what I bought it for, I can eventually, all you got to do is keep track of the numbers and total it up and divide by the number of ounces to get your average cost of silver or gold purchasing. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because I think oftentimes if you buy gold and silver just a little bit every month or a little bit every week or a little bit every paycheck or whatever cadence you deem fits your financial, you know, planning and circumstances, then you can really start to gain ground. But you'll find over time that you do a lot better than you think you do. You might be buying some now and going, golly, $30, that's crazy. It's probably not going to be that high for a long time. Historically, it hasn't been forever that high. But you got to back into that average costing and average purchase over time to really realize what your real costs are. And I bring that up because oftentimes it's better than what people think they are, number one. And number two, you'll kind of be a little bit surprised at how steady growth really wins the race. Brian?
Yeah, you're right on, Sam. You know, that average cost, you know, it kind of perhaps brings your cost maybe down or whatever, or a better scenario. But the key is you've gotten yourself into a habit of putting away some real money, you know, real solid money. And I, you know, and kind of the biggest question, I guess, for that nest egg that you're trying to, you know, do and, you know, or so on, or the investment and so on. The question is the why. You know, why would we want to put away a little silver? Why would we want to put away a little gold? And I kind of come back to the fact of, okay, well, let's look at history. I know the world doesn't want to look at history. That's a big wow. No, don't do that. But the why is the fact of, you know, you're covering your bases. If they devalue our currency, if they, you know, if hard times come, or if it, you've got this nest egg. You put yourself in a position that you don't have to panic. It's kind of that peace of mind, as I said.
It's all about stability, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com, Rust Gold and Silver in seconds. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With President Biden's open border policy, the infiltration of the U.S.-Mexico border has never been dire. As thousands and thousands of Haitians are illegally entering the United States, Democrat lawmakers on Wednesday urged the Biden administration to suspend deportation flights to Haiti. As severely outnumbered Border Patrol agents on horseback attempt to keep the line, since there is no wall because of current leadership, the White House is focused on mistreatment. Jen Psaki at the lectern.
The horrific video of the CBP officers on horses using brutal and inappropriate measures against innocent people.
Time is short as funding for federal agencies runs out on 1 October. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin said the chamber sometime next week will take up the bill passed by a partisan House vote. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said if Democrats want to suspend the $28.4 trillion federal debt ceiling, Democrats will have to do it alone. USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
As Americans are getting back to air travel, airports around the country are getting thumbs down from flying consumers. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Although more travelers are returning to the skies, their satisfaction with airports is on the decline. A new J.D. Power study found travelers are upset with the limited food and retail options at airports across the country. This comes as many struggle to find employees. Travel intelligence lead at J.D. Power, Michael Taylor, says travelers were happy with any shops or restaurants being open in the height of the pandemic, but now they expect full service at the airport. One of the country's largest airports, Miami International Airport, has the most satisfied travelers. Meanwhile, the John F. Kennedy International Airport and Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport round out the top three. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
And we are Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use always. At your fingertips, Brian Rust with me, RustCoinAndGift.com, doing a phenomenal job. We're talking about the Honest Money Report, ladies and gentlemen. Gold, $1,767.10. Silver, $22.77. How much does it take to get a silver eagle silver round, though, Brian?
Those are still running around the $34, $35 range.
And how much for a silver eagle silver dollar? Kind of a specialty premium.
Well, that's the silver eagle doll.
Okay.
The round, if you were, you know, the rounds right now are running about the 27.5 area. So yeah, it's $4.5 higher than what this paper's telling you.
Amen to that. All right, Kurt needs to know about rhodium. He called me and said, "Repent, get rhodium out there now."
Right. Rhodium jumped. It's back up to 15,003. It was 12,500.
Whoa!
Last week. So it's a little more on the hike. Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing about rhodium, I can't remember who was telling me. Somebody was saying something was rhodium covered or something like that. And they're like, man, I told them how much rhodium costs. And they're like, man, we just need to get that and then just scrape up. Oh, it was certain rings. Certain rings from jewelers have rhodium, I guess, coating on the outside of it or something.
Right.
And so then they're like, yeah, we just need to take our ring in and just scrape off the rhodium and then take our ring back and say, golly, it got all scuffed up. And we got to... And the reason I bring up that story, Brian, is because it just shows people realize true wealth, don't they?
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly it. No doubt about it. Yeah, it's interesting to look at, you know, as I was saying a little bit before, you know, I thought the good times were supposed to be rolling forward. You know, I mean, that was kind of this president. Oh, the good times are going to roll and so on. But
they are. You just missed it, Brian.
Yeah, I guess I missed it. That's right. I had my hand in head in the sand, I guess. I don't know.
Anyway, you're saying, though, it's interesting, though, they act like the good times are rolling.
Yeah, and yet, you know, the reason we're reading, I get back to the why of why we want to put metal away and that peace of mind, basically. Well, let's start looking at the why. Your supply chains are utter chaos. Container ships are out there. You know, a container basically that's is now costing, what, $25,000 to get across that.
Yeah, and by the way, just in perspective, they used to cost like $4,000.
Yeah.
Now they're $25,000. Some are even saying $30,000, $35,000, $40,000, depending on.
Yeah, you know, and that's, you know, you start looking at all these things, you know, and then you start, okay, well, you know, auto dealers, why are they cutting production and so on? Well, they can't get chips or they can't get parts. Well, that's funny. Can't we make our own parts? Well, I guess we could have if we would have bought that 67 chip maybe or something. But today you got to have a chip and you got to have this, and that all comes from China. Or that all. I mean, you start looking at this whole thing unwind and you start to, okay, well, gosh, the trucking companies, they'll move the stuff. Well, yeah, they can't get the stuff to, you know, and the rail lines, the railways, you know.
Well, then the trucker, and then the trucker says, well, I'm not getting the vaccines. And then the trucking company says, well, you're fired then.
That's right.
All right, so now we don't have a trucker to move the parts we don't have to go ahead and, you know, get the chips we can't get to go, you know. Wow.
That's exactly right. Well, let's put them on the railroad. The railroad, well, they're over backlogged, so they're not moving much stuff. And your nurses, they're not getting the shots, so they're fired. So now, and no babies. You see the ripple effect, and we think, yeah, should we prepare for something? Probably. Our borders, hey, let's open those up.
That, and I talked to people about ordering a shed for a project that I'm working on, and they're like, yeah, we can't get steel. I'm like, there's hardly any steel on that thing. It's 90% wood. And they're like, yeah, but we need steel. You don't want it to leak, do you?
That's right.
So I'm just like, okay, good point.
Flashing.
And they're just like, you know, it's only a little bit, but we have to have it. Yeah, it's
duct
only
tape.
A little bit of rhodium on that ring, ladies and gentlemen, but you got to have it there.
That's
it's only
right.
A little bit of honest money, but it is sure be nice to have it.
That's right. So we wait for chaos, and then I look at, you know, Venezuela or whatever, you know, third richest country in the world. I mean, I bet they, you know, those that didn't want to wait in line there and thought things were going to are okay are probably ones that prepared years before, right? And so that's kind of the key. That's the why.
All right. The why is, ladies and gentlemen, that it's stability. The why is it's safety. The why is a little bit at a time. And I've been telling everybody, put a little plan in place, work on it monthly. I used to do that all the time. I've kind of got away from it. I got to repent and get back to it ASAP. And I urge you, my fellow Americans, to do the same. All right. I've got a story that I want to talk to you about, Brian. And I want to get your opinion on this story. Now, when they had the J6 rally the other day, I told everybody not to go. I said, I don't know what's going to happen at it, but it's probably a setup. It's not good. Don't go. And I did that because I don't want to encourage my listeners to get in any trouble. And I did that because I just felt like it was going to be a dud and not turn out very well. Or if a lot of people turned out, there'd be a lot of provocateurs inserted in there by who knows who. Our enemies, whether they be government enemies or whatever. And so I told people not to go. And I was kind of critical about the leader of it a little bit on the radio. And I guess I want to a little bit stand corrected and admit that. Now, very few talk show hosts will do that. They'll just double down and tell you why they're right. I'm just telling you that I missed an interesting, I don't know, focus on this that I want to kind of articulate for everyone. And so I was wrong to a great degree about it. Even after the fact, I said, look, nobody showed up. No big deal. Whatever. And I was right about not very many people showing up, but I was wrong about the possible long-term reality of this and the value of what they accomplished. Okay, so let's just put it that way. I want to brief Brian on this, and then we'll talk about it. But here's the story: Joseph Farah, he's the owner of leader of WorldNet Daily, well-known guy. Trust him, like him, think he's a great person. Joseph Farah lauds justice for J6 rally. Reiterates call for one-year effort by deplorables. Occupy DC's dress rehearsal is what he's now calling it. And here's what he says. Washington And so it begins. On Friday, I shared my thoughts about how to build a visible movement against Joe Biden's terror program. And I watched a picture-perfect demonstration of it already on Saturday. A group of several hundred peaceful protesters gathered near the Capitol and were met by a heavy police presence meant to protect from another insurrection, just as I predicted. This was a demonstration seeking justice for J6. That's a reference to the January 6th Capitol fracas that made its point effectively amid beefed up security and cops in full riot gear, not to mention National Guard fencing. This was a start of what I proposed for the occupation of Washington every day, commencing later this year and continuing through the midterm elections next year. Think of it, an Occupy DC movement by the deplorables. It's rich. Do you remember Occupy Wall Street? This should be the polar opposite. They had just the right tone on Saturday. The event began with prayer, with the Pledge of Allegiance, and with the national anthem. What a contrast to the mayhem of the left. Matt Brainerd, founder of Look Ahead America, had the right approach. We condemn all violence. Political violence, Brainerd said as he organized the rally. I'm demanding that you are all respectful and obedient to police officers today, he said. In fact, I'd like to start off. Can we please have a round of applause for the Maine police officers? Perfect. Then speakers talked for about 90 minutes and condemned anyone who committed violence on January 6th, 2021. Then they called for justice for dozens of people who were arrested in the wake. What Nancy calls an infamous insurrection. Many people who did not commit violence still remain in jail 9 months later. This is not about President Trump, Brainerd said. It's not about Joe Biden. It's not about the election even. It's not about what you think happened with the election. This is about justice and equal treatment under the law. Brainerd pointed out that violent protests on the left, from Antifa in Portland, Oregon, to those who stormed congressional offices and office buildings to them protest Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, none of them were prosecuted. These protesters, he said, were bailed out same day, including by Kamala Harris. But by contrast, some of those jailed after January 6th still remain in solitary confinement. Those attending the rally called for transparency and a release of hours of video on January 6th. They have 14,000 hours of video. They're saying we want to get to the bottom of the transparent truth of what really happened. Release the video, the crowd chanted. Equal justice or no justice. We're going to raise our voices in defense of our fellow Americans who had their rights and due process violated, said Brainerd, who called these individuals political prisoners. We're going to raise our voices demanding justice for Ashley Babbitt and for the government to come clean on whatever involvement the FBI had on January 6th. Quick pause, more in seconds. Brian Russ with me on your radio.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, so the J6 rally event began with prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, and the National Anthem. What a contrast to the mayhem of the left. Do you see an insurrection? Kara Kostryanova, I think I'm saying her name right, founder of Citizens Against Political Persecution, said at the rally, do you see an insurrection? Who watched the news this week? Who read the media? Who was terrified to come here? Shame on the people in the media and in the system that put fear in the hearts of the American citizens to stay home and not come out. Many of whom have called me and messaged me worrying about me and my life and said, please don't go. We want you to be safe. What kind of America has this become when people are afraid to come out and protest? She asked. This is a peaceful protest. At the event's conclusion, Brainer asked the crowd to leave promptly and orderly and encouraged them to thank the police for the support as they departed. So there you have it. A job well done. Remember, Joseph Ferris says, I was suggesting that Occupy DC begins with the planning around November 1, 2021 and ends in the electoral vote. But you know what? I'm delighted to see a dress rehearsal for the idea. Congrats to these people who put this together. Let me know what you think of the plan. Let's start the buzz, says Joseph Ferris. Now, I want to be a little cautious here. Because when they say shame on us for fear, I'm not really fearful. I want to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. I want to be peaceful, and I believe that provocateurs are the ones who destroy it. But if they claim there was an insurrection on January 6th, now that they've come back and they acted like it was going to be the same thing, and it was a picture-perfect example of what should happen, there just wasn't very many people there to show up. Brian, what do you think? Do you think that we're right to say let's back away from some of these protests? Or do you think we need to double down, as Joseph Ferris says, and occupy D.C. for a whole year peacefully?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think we would love to say, yeah, let's go to these rallies and gain support and be there for the year and so on. The problem is we get fearful because the agenda of the left is kind of to cause these activities like we saw prior to civil unrest and disturbance and destruction and it seems like a peaceful, and there's a lot of good people. I look at these rallies around here in Utah and so on. They're peaceful, but there's always that group that kind of wants to come in and, hey, we can change this in a hurry and cause it, and we can blame this side. So we have that fear because, you know, they come in and infiltrate and do the damage, and then it's kind of blamed on those that are really trying to do a good thing. And then, like you say, they're thrown in jail. They can't get out. And they have video that shows, but it seems like a double standard.
Well, and I say I stand a little bit corrected because it was a peaceful event. Nothing went wrong, and I'm grateful for that. Sometimes I'm almost convinced that our enemies, that the provocateurs allow it to go peaceful like this in an attempt to lure us out further and have more people go, and then for it to go wrong like a Charlottesville or go wrong like some of these other things. And so I don't want to be fearful, but I want to also talk about this protest term. Hey, we all need to get out and protest. If you read your Bill of Rights, ladies and gentlemen, and you read the First Amendment, it says you have a right to peacefully assemble. It doesn't talk about protest. And I know people are going to go, Sam, you're just talking semantics there. No, I'm not. I think there's a difference in peacefully assembling and protesting something. Because then you say, well, what's the difference between protest and Well, what do they call that when you do civil disobedience? Well, civil disobedience is protest with civil disobedience now. Well, I know a couple people rioted, but, you know, not the rest of us. What I mean is, where's that line, Brian? And that's right. Kind of the real concern here. And so I don't mean to, I know they say shame on those who are peddling fear about this. I don't mean to peddle fear. I do mean to promote wise, appropriate caution.
Right. That's exactly right. You're right. And
how to balance that, I don't know, Brian.
No, that's exactly right. And so I think that's it. And the twist, if anything does go wrong, I mean, what does the media kind of come out? I mean, right now we have no voice that's really this left media. That they just have all this control as far as the TV and all that, you know, and what they push out there on their agenda. That if it does something does go wrong, boy, you hear the negative real fast, and it's paraded all across everywhere, you know, and you know, when it does go wrong, boy, I'll tell you, they let you know about it in a big hurry. But if it's good, if there's good things out there, you hardly hear about it. So, I don't know. That's kind of we have to be a little fearful, I guess.
Well, that's right. And we don't want to be full of fear, but at the same time, we do want to be very cautious. And, you know, if we could really depend on the police to do their job, if we could really depend on, you know what, if a million people came to the peaceful rally January 6th of Donald Trump and 100,000 went to the Capitol, and, you know, they've only arrested maybe 500 or 600 people, most of which did not commit any violence or anything else. If you really boil it down to the violent few, the few who assaulted people or created violence or vandalism, you'd probably be down to maybe 50 people or less. Yeah. And what really needs to happen is the rest need to be let go and say, we know you're not insurrectionists. We know that's a bogus charge, you know, peddled by the left. The truth is these 50 people did commit crimes and need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And there you go. I would have respect for it. The problem is when you look at a Charlottesville, even when Donald Trump said there was good people and bad people on both sides, the bad people are wrong on both sides, they slaughtered President Trump for that statement.
Right.
But the truth is that's right. And the truth is that if we could have the cops do what they're supposed to do, if they would have literally kept the peace in Charlottesville, but the cops literally backed off and egged on the Antifa and the left and the communists and the socialists to the point where, hey, it went all wrong. Well, I believe a lot of that same thing happened in D.C. Where's the 14,000 hours of reality check on this thing? Well, they don't want to give it to us. I got a question. Why? So you look at this, though, and if we could be count on our government and our police and those who represent us to do their jobs properly, I don't think we'd be in this concern mode. And so I don't mean to be fearful, but I also don't want things to go wrong. How do you strike that balance? Well, I think you first teach people that you don't have a right to protest. You have a right to peacefully assemble. And you can say those are the same thing, but I disagree. I think if you're not very careful, the slippery slope of protest versus civil disobedience versus riot versus, well, we didn't kill anybody, we just vandalized versus, well, now there's raping and killing and plundering. And, well, we never meant it to go that far, but, you know, how do you deal with that? And I think we need to keep in mind this peaceful assembly idea to where we can assemble peacefully. How do we ensure that it remains peaceful? And the only answer that I know of is to depend on those who we've elected, sheriff's departments and police officers and et cetera, to do their duty. And when that's not happening, I don't know that we can peacefully go to a venue and count on enough stability for it to go well, for it to go right. I'm grateful the J6 rally went right. I'm really grateful. But I would be very careful now if we can have a small contingent that goes to D.C. and keeps up the, quote, vigil all year long. And we work it out with the police officers in the Capitol to where we know we don't get infiltrated and betrayed. Then I think it's a fantastic idea. My fear is the betrayal. Look, the FBI has been doing this forever to Patriots. Look, infiltrate them, act as provocateur. Then when it goes wrong, the FBI folks melt back into the ether from where they came from, and the Patriots take the beating. We've got to jettison that agenda as well. So anyway, those are my thoughts. I stand a little bit corrected. I'm grateful they started with prayer. I'm grateful that they had a Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem. I'm grateful that they were able to thank the police and it went really well, and that's great. But I'm not sure how we can ensure that more rallies go well. And the bigger the rally gets, the greater chance of betrayal. Brian?
Yeah, you well said, Sam. I mean, that's exactly right. Peacefully assemble is, I think, a key word there. You know, and there's so many good people trying to do the right thing and so on, and yet you get a few. Just like everything. I mean, we're human beings. We're not perfect. We try to, but there's always those that want to cause havoc or the opposition that we live in, right? Good versus evil and that. So there's always that. So yeah, I think we need to be careful, it would be nice if we could have a voice and that we could see, as our Constitution talks about that, that we have the right to do these things and peacefully assemble and so on. And yet that the rights are shown and not the wrong shown, basically, and saying, well, we're not really giving you rights. Well, we have the right for this. It says here, well, we don't really look at that. We're not going to allow you. I mean, I think back the name that came to me, LaVita. I think you had LaVita in her shop. And she was there.
Yeah,
it's
LaVita McFarquhar.
LaVita. So she was there, and she said, well, we didn't do that. We didn't. Yeah, I got up here, and I did, but we didn't. And, but they don't really give them a voice. They don't give. They give the ones that have caused havoc and wreck and that, and they let them kind of, have the voice, or well, you didn't really mean to do any of that, but boy, you guys really meant to do that. No, we didn't. We didn't mean to, but we don't get a voice. And I think that really, that's the careful part of it. We have to be careful because they twist it. And we've seen that going forward. It's like everything, the border, they've twisted it. The border's just fine. Like, okay, really? But see, it's that twist. And until the truth really comes out, you if you're listening to the news, it says, well, everything's fine at the border, or this is great, or we don't have this, and the economy's looking great, and that's why honest money, when I get back to that, is the fact of the reasons it's depressed. Well, there's a lot of whys, and anyway, it's just like this same thing, but you said it well, Sam. I don't want to digress there.
Well, thank you, and I will say this, too, that I want to really kind of hammer home. I think we're better off having indoor events instead of outdoor events. They're easier to control. I think we're better off having rallies across the country with a small entrance fee to cover some of the costs to attend. That gets rid of a lot of the riffraff and the, people. And you kind of, when you do that, you get people's names and you kind of know who attended a little bit. And
right.
And I know a lot of people would be like, Sam, that's not good. But I think it is. And I think we really need to kind of consider having a little bit more controlled, peaceful assemblages, if that's a word. And we need to really, in my opinion, do things that, I don't know what word to use for it, but can give us a greater likelihood of stability and safety, but at the same time, carry out what we want, which is to peacefully assemble and not be in fear in doing so. I think it's really critical that we do that. And I think it's possible if we put ourselves in a situation to control the environment better. I really think that's the key, Brian.
Yeah, I think you're right. I agree.
And I know people don't really understand a lot of this, ladies and gentlemen, but we really need to work at this. Okay, for example, they say now thousands of Haitian migrants were released into the United States, ladies and gentlemen. Thousands of them were released into the United States. In my opinion, that's criminal.
Yeah.
Imagine they were released on a very, very large scale, including thousands of people, they say. Well, where do you go from here with that? So the thousands of Haitian migrants can come in. We don't even know what illnesses they have. They might be spreading the COVID virus. Who knows? And that's all over the place. But yet, hey, they're going to make it hard for us to peacefully assemble.
Right.
We've got to take control of this, ladies and gentlemen. The only way Americans can do that is with their greater numbers and controlling the environment and the circumstances enough to ensure that everything we do remains peaceful so that people don't get deceived thinking we're the provocateurs when it's not the truth. Be very careful. Wise as serpents, harmless as doves is what I say. Peace. The Prince of Peace is the key. Thanks, Brian. God save the Republic.
Bet.